Yellow Jacket wasps are bugging people in Fairbanks again. University of Alaska Fairbanks pest management specialist Diane Clausen says this summer's hot, dry conditions are conducive to wasp survival, and she's been getting calls about them causing problems around homes and gardens.
Congregating around decks, around lawns. A couple of people have actually had wasps that have built ground nests in their raised beds that they're growing vegetables in. I've had other people call in to say that they're trying to pick their raspberries and the yellow jackets are actually chasing them.
Yellow jacket numbers were extremely high in the Fairbanks area in 2006. Many people were stung and two died from allergic reactions. University of Alaska insect curator Derek Sykes says there's no hard data on yellow jackets, but that it appears their population has ramped up again.
After the big outbreak in 06, there's a great concern that 07 would have a similar large numbers, but they didn't. In fact, 07, there was a real crash, where there were hardly any nests reported, and 08 was certainly lower numbers than we're seeing this year. So this year is, I'm guessing, we're getting back to normal.
There are 11 species of yellow jackets in the interior, and Sykes says the common variety is the one most likely to bother people.
The one that nests in the ground and in logs and under outbuildings and has these hidden nests. And it's also a scavenger, in addition to being a predator. So it's the one most likely to come after your food, really be much more of a pest.
Sykes says common yellow jackets are important for pollination and eating other bugs.